And one of our regulars, Ghislaine Menifee, strategy consultant, Menifee Associates Consulting, representing the Black Business Alliance. How are you? Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Everything
Thank
good?
You. Everything is great.
So, what's been going on? We understand that, you know, we're getting a little bit of an economic read now, better in the Black community with businesses and everything. What kind of info you have for us?
Well, it's great. There's a couple of things going on with small businesses. So, in the past quarter, the Federal Reserve and brokers actually have been talking about how good small businesses are actually doing.
Yeah.
They are actually increasing their profits. But an interesting dynamic that's happening is a couple of factors in the economy. As you know, our unemployment rate is great.
It's so low. I mean, you have businesses like screaming for people.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly the impact that's happening on the small businesses. So as good as small businesses are doing and they're seeing that their profits are increasing, their actual sales in terms of their selling and buying investing in like other businesses, for instance, those are slightly cooling. And this phenomena is happening actually in Connecticut. You have Connecticut, for instance, that employs 49%. Small businesses employ 49% of the people here in Connecticut. With the unemployment rate, talent's hard to find. So,
which is good for wages too, because then, you know, if you're dealing with a limited wage pool, and we're seeing this on a national scale
that's
too,
right.
Real wages are actually coming up 2 or 3%.
That's right. So, small businesses are actually finding it a little bit hard to find the individual talent. So some of the things that are happening with the low unemployment rate, or you have small businesses that are actually to get the talent instead of the individual people, they're actually buying up companies.
Well, yeah.
So it's a really interesting time, but it's great. I mean, it's great to see that small businesses are doing well. And they're showing also the other result of this is the entry of new entrepreneurs is dimming just a little bit. So even though small businesses are doing well, their profits are up, their entry into new business is actually lowering. Folks are feeling comfortable with, as you can see, we talked about the low employment rate.
Yeah.
People are kind of sitting in their jobs. They're happy. And if the talent is hard to find, you know, there's not as many people who are looking to switch over into becoming an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting what's happening in Connecticut. But it's a good thing for small businesses, and it's just still a lot of opportunities for small businesses, for instance, to partner with an organization like ours, because we provide them to help them to continue expanding. And that's why we continue promoting and hosting workshops for this Minority Business Revolving Loan Fund program that we have, because that's exactly what's going on. They need this. They have opportunities now to continue growing, and the resources are there for them.
And some of these small businesses, Ghislaine, are not, I mean, you're not going in there with, you know, you're not flipping hamburgers there or putting together cheese sandwiches. I mean, you know, I've talked to, we've had people on this program, like from the State Trade Union, who say, listen, a lot of these small businesses, machine shops, carpentry shops, they need skilled employees and people that are going to start at some pretty good wages.
That's right. And that's what's going to make it hard to find, because talent, of course, and one of the main drivers, of course, it is money, you know. And so you have to compete for that talent. They are looking for folks that perhaps have those complementary skills. So, for instance, you know, like you mentioned, manufacturing, it actually is going up a little bit in Connecticut, which is awesome to see that coming back to the state. But those are the same folks. They're excellent at their craft. They're excellent at their trade. But they might need some back office assistance.
Sure.
You know, they might need some administrative support and backbone to their business so they can grow, as it's sometimes one of the impediments for many of those types of small businesses.
If you're doing business, you need a support staff. You need somebody to watch the billing, cash outlays, cash coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there are areas you can farm that out, but those companies cost money.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, you know, it's good. And as they say, what is it? Good workers are hard to find.
Yeah.
Or great talents are hard to find. But that is the type of expansion that we're seeing that these businesses are seeking, you know, exactly in those areas. Because we don't have time sometimes to pay attention to those details. Because we have our money makers, which is what we love to do, our passion. That's why they opened up their business in the first place. But they need a little bit of support. They can't do it by themselves. So, you know, that's what they're looking for. with talent.
In the interest of time, we only have a minute left here. Yeah. Anything coming up short term?
Yes.
Any workshops, news coming up?
That's
what do you
right.
have for us?
We have a few events going on in May. Okay. So one thing is to direct folks to our website.
Okay.
It's bbusinessalliance.org. So yep. www.bbusinessalliance.org. But a really key event that we're having, and we're actually looking to bring folks like even the governor to the table. Every at the end of every programming year,
yeah.
we have what we call a minority business okay. meet and greet. We want to bring together the Connecticut legislators, DCD, all of those folks at the Capitol who have been supporting minority businesses, and we get them together with the minority
right.
businesses. So that's going to be the first week of June,
okay.
And we want folks to look out for that announcement to save the date.
Okay, save the date, first week of June. Check it all out, bbusinessalliance.org, online, bbusinessalliance.org. Ghislaine Menifee, thank you.
Yeah.
And good morning to Patrice, who's here, your social media person. Patrice,
yes.
good to see you. Ghislaine, good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
See you again next month.
Us.
Thank
all
you.
Right.